This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast, a live in-person podcast. I mean, I've done the podcast from the studio, but now Al's back, as we know. So he's, I would say, 20 feet from me. Al, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Jerry. I feel like people or the radio station wanted this to be a big event that I was returning to the studio. And I'm not sure what I was supposed to do.
I think you returned.
Right, but I think they brought in special people to record. Did they think I was going to murder a caller? Give me your address. I'm going to come down here and murder you.
I don't know, but you got a funny thing from Izzo. You got the video put out by Ernie, and, you know, it's people got to see you again.
Got That's a couple all. Little nuggets.
Little nuggets.
We turned nothing into something, I suppose, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, I did do a video where I showed the various weapons that I brought into work. Pepper spray, pepper gel spray.
Baton.
A police baton, a collapsible baton, and a stun gun flashlight. The amount of people that reached out to me on Twitter, they're like, do you know that baton is illegal in New York? I'm like, and what's going to happen?
Nothing. No one's going to come arrest you.
There are no more rules in New York.
I got to tell you, it doesn't feel like it. You're right.
They're certainly not going to grab a random guy and go, let me look in your bag. Do you have a baton in there? The only time the baton would come out is if I was being attacked.
Right. You just have it for safety.
And then at which point, okay, you want to write me up a summons, but it saved me from getting attacked.
But you're still breathing.
Still breathing. Right. I'll take it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It is weird, man.
Yeah.
You don't see. Here's the most cops I see are the ones writing tickets on parked cars.
Right.
That's it.
I did see something, where people were smoking weed. Was I telling you, were we talking about this?
No.
People smoking weed in front of the police in New York City?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's a video of that. So I had a couple of different police officers reached out to me on direct message, and they said, yeah, cops have been told that the only things you get involved with is, like, crimes, real crimes, like not people smoking weed, not people drinking a beer. Like, all those things, they're so overwhelmed with other crime that they're not even, you could just smoke weed on the street.
It's party time in New York City.
It's like New Orleans here.
You know what? You're right.
Get yourself a red Solo cup. You could drink your beers.
And have a blast, everybody.
Have a good time for yourself.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Are you over being back now at this point?
Over meaning what?
If I told you you were staying home tomorrow, you'd be good.
I'd be fine.
You got it out of your system?
I'd be good with that, yeah.
You don't want to spend $30 to drive in again tomorrow?
No, that really bugged me
yeah,
out when
no
he
kidding.
Told me what I paid to drive in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
This has been bothering me now for a few weeks. I mean, I'm looking at my Easy Pay. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's absurd. And then the congestion hike's coming.
What does that mean, congestion
that
pricing?
That means they're going to start charging cars to come in. In lower Manhattan, different parts of Manhattan, I think that means where we go in. There's going to be another fee.
Awesome. Why don't I just, what do we do this? Our company, Odyssey, WFAN, why don't they just write a check to the city and give it, instead of my paycheck, just give them my paycheck, sign it over.
Oh, they already do part of that, actually.
Right. You know when you sign over like a car title, just sign over my paycheck. It's just for tolls.
Well, it's unbelievable. It
gas.
Really is. It's obscene.
Yeah, it gets to be a little crazy.
Yeah.
The other thing with all the weapons I was bringing in, you know, I was thinking, how long do you think it would take me to do you know, the nunchucks or nunchucks, whatever you call them, to become an expert at not using them as a weapon, but doing doing a display with them where it looks like I know how to use them.
A month,
right?
Yeah. Like if you went a few days a week and a guy really trained you one-on-one, a month.
Or even like, what if I just got a pair of nunchucks, found a YouTube video, practiced every day?
Yeah, you could. You would definitely learn it.
Would you be intimidated as a criminal? Let's say you were going to jump me in the streets.
Yes, I would.
And you saw me break out the nunchucks, and I was doing the thing under the arms, around the back.
If I saw that type of coordination, I would think you were trained in something first.
Right, like jiu-jitsu of some sort.
Absolutely. Is that your game plan now?
No, I did listen. I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, which I have been getting into lately. And he had Jim Brewer on for like 3 hours, legitimately.
That's a long time.
It was so funny because you would think the Jim Brewer one would be all... It was the very beginning was about stand-up comedy.
Right.
And then it got into like Brewer is like all deep into coronavirus talk and transgender talk. Like he's had it with everything. And in particular, he's got like teenage daughters, ooh, I guess, who are into all that stuff, you know, and they think he's racist and sexist and... Yeah, so he's like crazy about it. But he was talking about that. He wanted to be trained in like jiu-jitsu of something. And he was asking Joe Rogan to find him a trainer in New Jersey.
Sure.
And Joe Rogan said, like, at this point, most of the jiu-jitsu training places are legit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very hard to keep a business if you're not very good at jiu-jitsu, because I guess people will sniff that out pretty good, and then you won't get your repeat business and things.
For sure.
But Brewer sounded like he was going all in, that he was going to go to try to be like a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
I told you, man. Not that I was that to that degree. I loved it, though.
Yeah.
You know, until my back gave out. It's fun knowing you can do certain things if you need to. You would be, I'm telling you, you would be in shape.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the show. Especially with the way you eat. At your age, you'd be cut. I believe that. Yes, I do. If you legit started training a couple of hours a day, 4 days a week, and you kept eating the way you eat, yeah, no doubt.
I was thinking more just becoming figuring out how to use those nunchucks.
You could do that too. Just don't know that's going to do anything for your figure.
Right, but it'll look cool.
It would look cool.
Could you see me on my balcony in Bradley Beach, just shirtless with my nunchucks out?
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I could definitely see that. And then people be looking at you.
Yeah.
And you could put a hat outside. Maybe they start dropping dollars.
Yes, right. I'll go right up to the boardwalk.
You never know.
Found
a summer job.
Look at my nunchucks display.
With your beer.
Yeah. My own beer, nunchucks. I can swing the nunchucks and hit the beers.
It's tremendous.
Brass knuckles. Do you ever have brass knuckles?
No, but a friend of mine did.
What's the theory on how those work? Because I feel like when you put those on, that if you punched something with brass knuckles on, it would also hurt your fingers and knuckles. No?
No. They're going to basically break anything they come into contact with.
Really?
Have you ever put them on?
No.
Yeah, they're pretty intimidating. It's no joke.
I just don't know how that wouldn't hurt my fist.
Well, because they're raised.
I know, like, if I punched a person in the face, but I'm saying, like, let's say I punched a wall with the brass knuckles.
You'd be fine. I promise you, I think you'd be fine. Hmm. Especially if you hit a face.
Oh, yeah, if you hit a face.
You'd really be fine. They would not be.
But I got to tell you, it really makes me think, for people who mug people on the streets and things, you're taking a chance as the mugger.
Who you're dealing with.
Right, we've seen stories about muggers or people breaking into accidentally an MMA person's house, and they just get choked out, and you don't know who's the jiu-jitsu master.
They think they're the badass, and then they're messing with the badass.
Right. Because there are self-defense and martial arts that prepare you for battle with someone with a weapon.
Yeah, sure.
When you don't have a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Good disciplines, man.
Yeah.
It is fun. I'm telling you, it is fun. It's neat.
And I like those moves where you don't need a lot of strength. It's all in
pressure points.
Pressure points and angles of what they do with people's arms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's where you can get the arm going or even the thumb.
Yes.
The thumb's a good one, too, that you could get going in the wrong direction. But the arm, for sure, if you get it locked this way and start turning it, they're tapping out.
A lot of times, even if you just did the wrestling moves you watched on TV with pro wrestling.
Sure.
those are based on painful things.
They're all the same principle.
Like even the regular arm bar in wrestling, that's painful.
Yeah, it is.
When you once your elbow is locked
right.
as far as it'll go, any further pressure on that.
That's what I'm telling. That's what I'm saying. It's good stuff, though. It really is.
I wonder if I could snap a man's arm.
You could.
I could.
Yes, you
especially
could.
If I was attacked and the adrenaline was going.
You could. No question. I believe that.
This has been fun and exciting. All my weaponry. Now I got to get nunchucks. I got to get brass knuckles.
And you got to sign up somewhere.
And I got to sign up for a jiu-jitsu hand-to-hand combat.
That's it, man. And then you'll be rolling.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll start walking across the bridge into work every morning.
That's the thing. If you are so into a discipline like that, you're walking around with not a care in the world.
You have no fear.
And that's what Jim Brewer said he wanted. He says, I'm sick of being afraid of who's coming down the street opposite
right.
me.
Sure. You'll be able to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Without a gun.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I hear you, dude. I've been telling you for years, go sign up and take a class. But it also is a commitment, too. And it's expensive.
Right.
It's not cheap. So you got to make that decision if that's how you want to spend your money.
Right.
Or you could just hang out, play piano, and stare at girls in bikinis on the beach.
There's that. Right.
Also very tempting.
Fingers crossed no one attacks me.
Right.
Or that I get them with one of my weapons.
There you go. Either way works.
And I can become the nunchuck expert without having to really work out. I could do that from my balcony.
Yes, you could.
With my binoculars and play the piano.
You could get it all done in your 8 hours of time that you have every day.
You know, it's funny you say that because you know, like when I was going to be start coming back today, I was like, well, there goes my day.
You're going to be out of here at 10:45. You'll still be home by noon. There goes
your
day.
I was like, the day is shot.
You still got between noon and 8 p.m.
Yeah. I need to get to bed earlier.
I mean, you got things. Yeah. Oh, for sure. What time did you? So, how did it go this morning? I know you got up early, but what time?
Unfortunately, I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Okay,
hoping to get up at 2.
Right,
but the dog, for whatever reason, and she does not normally do this, woke up at 1 and would not go back to sleep.
So you've been up since 1.
Yeah, and she did need to go to the bathroom.
Did the ride feel painfully longer?
No,
it didn't. Good,
it didn't. But I've always enjoyed a ride in.
It's going home.
Yeah, because the ride in, you know, I liked riding in the dark. I like listening to music when it's dark.
Right.
The ride home is where it gets sleepy.
Gets dicey.
Yeah, it gets dicey.
Sunflower seeds, I'm telling you. I've had it hit me a couple of times the last few weeks, and I grab them immediately, and it helps. It really helps.
Yeah.
Wakes you up. Or the smelling salts.
I never even thought of smelling salts.
Yeah. You could do that, too. Well, you just make sure that you don't, you know, jerk the steering wheel to the right. You end up in the trees.
I'm concerned that I'm going to need to pee on my ride home.
You might.
Yeah.
Rest stop.
The
right
rest
before
stop.
Exit 120.
Right.
If you need.
That's what I was thinking.
There you
like,
go.
Maybe that's my regular spot. Stop. I get out. I walk around. I stretch the legs. I do a nunchuck situation in the parking lot.
Oh, God. Make a couple bucks.
Make a couple bucks. Get back in the car.
Yeah.
Ride it out.
So really, all you're losing, forget coming in, you're losing about your hour and 2 minute commute.
Yeah,
as out of your day.
Right. Not terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
Somehow I'll be able to, you know, get that hour back somewhere.
My brother was rotating shifts. I think this week he was leaving the house at 5:45, and I think he was planning on being home by 8 p.m. He was working in Queens.
So 5:45 a.m.
Yeah.
To 8 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was working. I want to say his shift was 8 to 6.
He's not going to get any jiu-jitsu work in with that schedule.
He's basically going to get home. He's going to eat something. He's going to go to bed.
Right.
And then repeat tomorrow. Like, those are crappy days.
Well, when you start doing that, that's when you've got to think you got to get closer to work.
For sure.
Like, when because of our hours and schedules, you know, we can take a longer commute because we're not in the traffic times. But yeah, once you start doing that, like when you're driving home and you get home, you eat and go to bed, get up at
awful.
Like, then I feel like,
it's only for a week.
Yeah,
because he does this rotation. His normal shift is overnight, and it's not a big deal. This week though, I don't know where they have him in Queens though, And he was asking me about, he's like, all right. He goes, it is expensive getting out there. I'm like, yep. He goes, I know you told me there's a free way to come home. Could you please help me with that? I'm like, sure. Yeah, this is what you're going to do. I'm like, it's going to take you a while, but you can do it. He goes, I have to. I can't afford this every day. I'm like, I know. Trust me, I know. We've been going through it. We're well aware.
Yeah, we're trying to negotiate it. But yeah, I made a mistake this morning. I came through the battery tunnel.
That's a rough
one. Was an extra $10. I threw $10 right out the window for no reason, because I could have gone the way you and I always went.
Isn't it genius the way they've decided this whole Easy Pass thing? Because if you had to shell out a $10 bill, you might have stayed to the right and tried to figure it out.
Yes, I would have.
As opposed to, like, it's a legit $10, $9.50. Yes. But it's like, you don't even think about it.
Right.
And then that bill comes, or it goes on your, like, goes on my American Express. I'm like, come on, you got me twice this month. Oh, last month I had $600 in Easy Pass on my Amex.
Yeah. That is funny when they catch you twice, where they get you, like, the first one or two days.
First day and the last day.
Yeah.
It's like, I still have $90. You couldn't have waited one more day?
Right.
Like, what happened to the replenishment at 35? Why are you replenishing my account at 90? It really drives me crazy. But they got some racket going.
They sure do, Jerry.
They said, where was it? Was it the Holland Tunnel? No, the Lincoln. I think the Lincoln Tunnel has 112,000 cars a day.
Damn.
Times on average, because off-peak is $11, peak times are 17. So the average price is $14. So what do you think 14? I'll do the math real quick.
14 times the 112,000?
Yeah. No. Real quick, what is it?
I'm not sure. I can't do any of that.
14 times 1, 2, 3. They make $1.6 million a day in tolls.
Nice.
Where does it go?
I don't know. There's a man in here spraying stuff.
Oh, yeah, this is the space guy.
What does that land on? My stuff?
Yeah. But if you have nothing in there, you're fine, because Eddie shuts the door. So the office doesn't get sprayed. So you're good.
My phone's in there.
In there?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be clean. Don't lick it. That's all I'll tell you.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
We did that earlier today, live.
If you're looking for
studio,
a new something else to draw, listen to on the way home,
yes.
Cooper Manning has a new podcast that drops today.
Not interested.
It's called Cooking Soup with Coop.
Stop. I can't.
All right, here we go. Warm-up show.
All right, Jerry, warm-up next. Now I can yell my "see ya" better, because I was feeling weird doing it in my condo and yelling it with the neighbors. And
all
then
right.
Also was a signal to the dog that the time for a walk, so I would try to tone it down. So,
let's see what you got.
See ya!
Wow.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, campers.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hey, Ernie, you know, I'm over here too, by the way, a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock. What do you say? We're in New York City, like all of us are in New York City. Myself, the Eddie Scazzeri, and yes, the return of one Albert Cedric Dukes. He's back, he's here, and Ernie's going to have a camera up his nose the entire morning as if the rest of us don't exist. Good morning, Al, how are you?
Testing 1, 2. Hi, Oak, there I am. Hi, Jerry. This is interesting. So... I'm wearing a, what do you call this?
Gator scarf.
A gator scarf. I saw you wearing the gator scarf, and now today you have a regular mask on.
I forgot it this morning.
But I like the idea of the gator scarf. One, you always have it on. When you run out of the room, you pop it up, pop it down. Two, hides my old man neck.
Correct.
So this is great. So as much as I was against masks and all these things, Jerry, the fact that I can protect and hide my chicken neck, I'm for it. So sign me up for mask/gators for here on out until I pass away.
How was your ride in?
Ride in was, it was all right. It was a little scary because, we have to drive through Brooklyn and Staten Island, and those are foreign towns to me.
For you, yes.
Because the Holland Tunnel's closed for whatever reason.
Till five. Yeah.
So it was all right. I did not run into any rats. I did not run into any humans. I brought three weapons or four weapons with me.
All legal?
I don't know. I brought a pepper spray.
That's legal.
Pepper gel.
Legal.
Police baton.
Not sure. Where'd you get a police baton from?
The internet. flashlight / stun gun.
Not so sure if that's legal. Might be.
Don't care.
Fair enough.
I'm only going to use it if I'm accosted in the streets.
You take care of yourself.
Although I was worried, I have so many weapons to choose from. Sometimes too many weapons, if I were faced with a gentleman attacking me, which weapon do I go for? You know what I mean?
Like the one that's closest to you.
Yeah.
And depends upon the threat.
Depends upon the threat.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do some damage with the police baton.
I know. I'd be worried that would be turned on you.
Yeah, this is what everyone thinks.
You might get beaten by the police baton.
I will hit someone right on the shins before they even know what happened.
Well, keep your head on a swivel.
I will keep my head on a swivel. That's right. So it was a little scary. By the way, I did the math, 383 days since I was here. So me coming back here, Jerry, signals coronavirus is being defeated.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah.
I don't think people in Brazil believe that today.
Well, in the New York, New Jersey area.
Right.
Another one for humans over coronavirus.
Well, as soon as we get there, we will celebrate.
Well, we're getting there because I'm here.
We're getting there slowly but surely.
Scaredy,
yes,
cat.
Okay.
So I'm ready to go, Jerry. It's been 383 days. I feel like I was just here.
Yeah. It goes quick, doesn't it?
It feels like I was just in the building.
In about 5 minutes, we'll be at your wake.
Right. You're saying life goes fast.
It goes quick.
The great Kenny Chesney once sang, "Don't blink." Because when you blink, Jerry, things happen.
You're gone.
What a lovely sports night here.
The last couple have been awesome.
Yeah. You got Garrett Cole striking out 13
Orioles.
The Orioles
suck.
They do suck.
What a waste.
How about that long-haired freak who's pitching for the Orioles in the first inning? I don't even know his name, but he's got a long hair. I wouldn't even say it's a mullet because it doesn't have the shape of a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Long-haired freak. Loads the bases on walks and then strikes out three straight Yankees.
And then what happened?
Then they lost.
Right, exactly. Kramer.
Kramer was his name, yes.
Mm, yeah.
But Garrett Cole shut their faces down, Jerry.
What do you think you would have had to have bet on the Yankees to win anything last night? $1,000?
Yeah, a couple $100 probably.
I mean, I didn't look at the odds, but they've beaten the Orioles 76 straight times.
They have?
I mean, it really is. What a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, listen, there was that one year, I don't know how long ago, where it was like they were saying, remember the Yankees were losing to the Orioles in the season they should have been beating the Orioles?
Okay.
That happened. So now it's all good.
Oh, it's coming full circle.
They're beating the teams they're supposed to beat.
I hear you. Yeah. No, I honestly didn't watch 5 seconds of that game last night.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
No, you didn't.
I watched that whole thing.
Where did you put it on? You watched the highlights when you got up this morning.
I watched the whole Yankee game.
You did not.
I recorded the Met game. I watched the whole Met game.
What did you think of the J.D. Davis deal?
The J.D. Davis, I wrote down a note, Jerry. Hold on.
You were watching the game, you said.
Yeah, I wrote down my notes.
Hit the batter now.
Oh, what's that? The highlight went by so quickly, Jerry. I have no idea if that hit his bat.
He got hit on the hand.
Yeah, he was screaming, so I don't think it hit his bat.
Right. No, I'm listening. The replay showed it hit his hand.
It hit his hand.
I just like that you're telling me you watched everything when you watched, in fairness, nothing.
No, I did watch the highlight package.
Right.
And they did show that.
But you weren't up watching
but
the
game.
But
there was no controversy in the highlight package of whether it hit his hand or hit his bat.
Here's where you lose the announcers not being at the stadium.
Yeah.
They were yelling about Luis Rojas not challenging the play because, you know, he got hit on the hand. And I guess they're at Citi Field. And they thought that they were basically giving it a foul ball. And then all of a sudden, you look up and the camera shows that the pinch runner goes to first base. And they're like, oh, I guess they didn't have to challenge it when they were killing Rojas for not doing it. If you're in the stadium, you can see what the hell's going on.
Where are they doing these games from?
Citi Field.
Oh.
They're not traveling still. I don't know how long, if that's going to be all season, but the road announcers are still doing it from a remote spot, and in this case, Citi Field.
Then I was reading that Keith Hernandez had a situation where his iPad went off during the game.
Yes.
Actually, during the home run.
And then Gary Cohen goes, "Everything all right with Haji?"
And then something wasn't right with Haji's the cat.
I didn't see what it was, but he was definitely
What happened was the woman was hired to go in and feed Haji the cat, but the woman, the key got broke off in,
is that what it was?
In Keith's door. So then he didn't know if he'd be able to get into his home when he returned.
There you go. Well, I hope he figured it out, because that was about 6 hours ago.
So right now,
I'm sure he's got a key under a rock somewhere on his property,
the,
no?
I think about that all the time when I go to put the key in the door. Like,
right.
What if it snaps? Like in the winter, because in the winter, everything's ice cold.
You got a back door.
I don't.
You change the lock.
I don't have an apartment.
Yeah, but you can, can't you call someone that runs the complex?
I suppose.
Someone's got to be in charge.
But they don't have a key to my place.
No, but there's got to be. So wouldn't there be some sort of a master key in a complex like that?
Just to get into the front door, but then the individual doors, no. I don't give them a key.
That's true. I don't know.
Although you know who has a key now? Dog walker.
There you go.
I'd call
her. You're right, though. If the key is stuck in the lock, I guess you'd have to.
Then you can't get the key in.
Yeah, you'd have to basically drill through, and you need a new door.
Or you get tweezers, and you pull it out.
Could do that, too. Yes.
Pull it right out. You could do that.
But I always think, too, about the key under the rock. For if you have a house, usually there are other entrances into the house.
Right.
Not just the front door. So you should be okay as long as you got keys.
Or I could just kick my door in.
Or you could kick your door in or break a window and go through.
Like I'm a police officer.
Could do that.
Raiding a drug house.
Oh, yeah, that's what you would be doing. You're funny. What else?
What else? Oh, the Mets last night, Jerry. Marcus Stroman, who talked a lot of trash this offseason, I guess pitched well.
It was okay. It was good. I mean, but again,
I wrote his line down, Jerry. He only gave up 3 hits, 1 run, 3 strikeouts, 6 innings, blah, blah, blah.
The Marcus Stroman last night was good. He wasn't great. He was good. But it's like even the first batter of the game, 3-1, he falls behind. Like, just throw strike. Like, Marcus Stroman to me, when I watch him, he's snapping curveballs and sliders off on every pitch. And it legit looks like he's trying to just strike everybody out instead of just pitching, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And it's just, it's frustrating to watch. He throws a lot of balls. So, but yes, he pitched well. He got out of a jam early. I think the second inning, they had the bases, a couple of guys on it. The bases were loaded, I think, early. He got out of it, and he pitched well and gave them what they needed.
I have a new pitcher that I like on the Mets. I was just looking him up, Jerry. Miguel Castro.
Yes. What about him?
He looks cool.
He does look cool. I like his delivery, too.
Yeah, I like his delivery.
And he, the other night in the DeGrom game, I believe it was him that pitched the 7th inning.
He did, yes.
That pitched to Clay. He was good. So, yes, I'm with you.
Where did he come from?
I don't listen. Don't ask tough questions. I have no idea. I don't know. But I do. I like the look of him.
Yeah.
He throws hard, and so far, so good.
He
and Dominic Smith, that is ironic that he hits the home run last night, too, and everybody wanted him in the game the night before.
The night before, right.
Yes.
This Miguel Castro, he's a slim fellow as well.
Yes, he is.
I love...
Tall and lanky.
I love tall and lanky relief pitchers. Reminds me of Dan Quisenberry.
Was he tall and lanky? I don't remember that.
Kent Tekulve was definitely tall and lanky.
Isn't it Quisenberry? Is it Quisenberry?
Quisenberry, you're correct.
Okay.
And Kent Tekulve, very thin.
Well, but a lot of players back then seemed tall and thin because they didn't lift weights. They were either chubby, pudgy, or fat, or they were tall and thin.
If you couldn't find Kent Tekulve, you would never look in the gym for him.
Most of the guys were never in the gym. Like, Dave Kingman was tall and lanky, was he not?
I feel like he was a big-boned guy.
Maybe. I don't remember that.
Bigger than usual. Like, if that guy was jacked up, Dave Kingman... He was hitting balls on the streets of Chicago
over
the Wrigley Field
balls. How about videos of replays of Barry Bonds when he first came up? Daryl Strawberry as a 19-year-old when he first came up, or however old he was. They were like skin and bones and just raw power.
I saw a video, I think Damon Amendola tweeted it out for whatever reason the other day, of Strawberry hitting the roof at the Expo
Stadium. In Montreal, yep, absolutely.
Drilled the roof.
I don't think I've seen that video in years.
Yeah, well, you can't even really see
anything.
Where did
you come across it?
I don't know if it was like Strawberry's birthday or something but I saw Damon tweet it, and I watched it. And they were showing the replays, but you couldn't really see it hit the roof. You could just tell it hit the roof based on
the redirection.
Yeah, the redirection of it.
Well, it's like what we get with Tampa when it hits the catwalk up there.
On the catwalk.
Yes, exactly. And I tell you, too, you used to live down there. Did you ever go to a Rays game?
Jerry, I covered the Rays their very first season,
1998. Oh, I didn't know that. I know you did the Lightning. I didn't know you did the Rays.
1 year of the Rays I did.
What a terrible place to watch a game.
A lot of cement.
Yeah, it's just blah and quiet. Now, when you were there first year, did they draw a lot of people?
They did, I think, though, early on. And then they would draw for, like, East Coast teams, where people now live down in Florida. So Yankees, Red Sox.
Teams, but they didn't have race fans.
Yankees and Red Sox. Did I mention those? Yeah.
You did.
They did not have. That's. But they had Wade Boggs.
Right.
Fred McGriff the
first
year.
That. Didn't Boggs go into the Hall of Fame with a Rays hat on?
That's correct.
A Devil Rays hat because it wasn't
Rays.
The Rays.
Tampa Devil. Tampa
and why
Bay
did
Devil
they change Rays. That?
Because there were church groups down in the area that didn't like Devil being in.
So they went away from that fish and they just went to the Rays.
To the Rays.
And also there was some rumors that he like sold the, you know, he got money for putting the Rays hat on in the Hall of
yes.
Fame. And they,
well, I know
they
that, but a lot of guys rules. Do that. No, yeah. I know that. I mean, that's what they do and what they used to do. I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore.
Correct.
Because even Dave Winfield got paid, I believe, to go in as a Padre, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't think they're allowed to do that. I still do not understand the concept where the Hall of Fame doesn't make these guys hats that have the logo of every damn team they played
yes.
on. It doesn't make sense to me.
I agree.
Let's see. You play 7 years with the Mets, 7 years with the Padres. Split the hat. It's not that complicated, you would think.
I like it, Jerry.
All
split
right.
the hat.
Let's take our first break. If you haven't noticed, Al is back. He is in studio. It's actually nice to see him. I mean, I feel like I've seen you because of the Zoom thing.
Exactly.
So it doesn't seem different at all.
That's why I feel like I've been here the whole time.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if you're listening at home, on the radio or in your car, it sounds the same. But he is here, and that's kind of cool. So we're all back for the first time since March something or another. It's 5:16, Al and Jerry till 6 o'clock. Boomer and Geo are back, coming up at 6 on The Fan.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
As you can tell, I'm not in control of the music.
Is this Carly Simon?
No, this is, Oh, the Kinks.
Oh, Carly Simon. I was a little off on that one, huh?
Waterloo Sunset?
Okay. All right, well, you hear Al. It's Al and Jerry with you till 6 o'clock. Nice to have you with us on this Wednesday?
It is a Wednesday, Jim.
Wednesday morning. Yes, absolutely. The boys are back. They will be back at 6 o'clock. What else you got there, Albert?
I saw that the Yankees got this infielder, Rougned Odor.
Rougy. He's the one that punched out, what's his name? Yeah.
Bautista.
Jose Bautista at second base.
Yeah, Bautista was, which one was in the field at the time of that?
Odor was.
Odor was.
Yeah.
And Bautista slid into second or something, and Odor punched him right
And they went face to face. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember the circumstance.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was a hard slide.
Hard slide.
Or if there was something prior to it that set him off. But they got up, went nose to nose. Man, Odor just socked him.
This is the type of guy I would like on my team.
I know you would. I knew you would like this guy.
I saw a lot of people saying, why did the Yankees get him? Do the Yankees need him?
You know what? You take a flyer on him. Why not?
I did read that then, too. Like, the Yankees are paying, like, nothing.
Right, correct, because he was released.
And then I saw Sweeney Murdy tweeted something like, did the Yankees really need, what's this guy's name, Odor?
Rougned Odor.
Odor, they're like, and Sweeney was like, he's either a strikeout or home run guy. He'll fit in perfect.
Perfect. But the Yankees are. Really, it's really something to watch them.
Yeah.
Now, last night you got a couple of other hits. But, yeah, I mean, they still win by the long ball.
How about your boy Aaron Judge hit four RBIs last night?
He did. Hit a home run. I think he had a double, too.
Yes.
So, not bad. How about Brett Gardner batting third?
I love Brett Gardner.
Absolutely. I'm not saying anything to the contrary of that. But Brett Gardner in the offseason, the idea was, are they going to bring him back? Is he worth it? Do you need him? And now he's batting third.
Right.
Like what?
Now
not
he's
ninth,
the third.
Third.
I love the classic lineup where you put your speedster batting first. Batting second, a guy who gets hits. Batting third, a home run guy. Batting fourth, the real home run guy.
Well, your third
fifth, also a home run guy.
Right, like your third guy was always your best for average hitter, your best, you know, the Keith Hernandezes, the Will Clarks, like that was a three hitter. I don't know when and where that changed.
It's
I like really don't remember.
86 Mets, it was Mookie Wilson.
Wally Backman.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Hernandez. Gary Carter. Or Darryl.
Right, Darryl
mm-hmm.
first. Gary Carter.
Yeah.
Ray Knight.
Right.
mean, that middle of the order, 3, 4, 5, 6, best hitter and your sluggers. I don't know when to change. I really don't. And then a lot of times, too, in the American League, your 9 hitter, they'll try and make him like a secondary leadoff hitter.
Right.
To try and move it forward again as you turn over the batting order. But it is, it's like, I get the concept of getting your best hitter higher in the order to get him more at bats. But here's the thing I would say about Aaron Judge. And I know it's only the first time through the order, because everybody will say, well, he's only batting second once. You're right. That's true. Once the game starts, the order doesn't matter at that point. But I want to maximize his at-bats with people on base. If Aaron Judge, if I have a chance for Aaron Judge to come up with the bases loaded, wouldn't I prefer that other than him to come up with a guy on or no one on?
I would love that.
Right.
I would love to.
But maximize at-bats. It's our new way of looking at baseball.
Catching myself in the monitor here, I look like a grandmother.
Yeah, I have no comment.
I've got this scarf on. I've got these glasses. This glasses and this scarf and my losing testosterone as I get older is not a good look for me.
You're starting to look like Mick Jagger. If we put a wig on you with long hair,
yeah,
wouldn't be good.
I don't think maroon is my color.
No, the maroon's fine.
I don't know. Something doesn't look right, Jerry.
Well, no, this is what you look like.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't like this look. I might get a wig. I hear Evan doing commercials for hair restoration. I might go for that.
It's Keeps, I believe.
Keeps, yeah.
So you get to keep what you have already.
Oh,
have you looked
too
in the mirror?
Late.
Right. Now, that would be something for me as I'm thinning,
yes,
on top. Because I've always said I'm not getting, if I go bald, I go bald, so
right,
be it. And clearly I am. But that intrigues me, because
right,
all that's doing is slowing down the process.
Slow it down.
Right. So I'll think about it.
Slow it
but
down.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
All right.
That's an interesting one. For you, well, that
too
day's
late.
Passed.
Right. I needed, what's it called, Keeps?
Yes.
I needed Keeps around when I was 27, so that was a long time.
That's ago. A long time. Well, you could always, listen, you could always use the black magic marker.
That's true. Paint my hair on. The Padres and Fernando Tatis, Jerry, they're saying that he's not going to need surgery on his shoulder, so that seems to be good news. Although I couldn't really tell what it meant that he did. If he doesn't need surgery on his shoulder, what exactly did he do?
Well, you had the technical term yesterday for it.
Which was what?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I'd never heard of it before.
I thought that was a joke. I really did have a technical term.
Yeah, you told us what the term. Oh, maybe, you know what? Maybe it was Lopresti.
It was CeeLo.
Maybe it wasn't you. Okay.
He's more of a medical student.
Yeah, you know what? I'll find it while we talk. But yes, that was something we discussed yesterday.
But it's good. He does not need surgery, which means he'll probably be back in a little bit. He's on the 10-day injured list.
10-day injured
Tatis.
List. Yes. Just like James Harden is basically now. Let's see. So James.
Yes, James Harden is not going to be back for 10 days.
Correct. Actually calling this a partially dislocated left shoulder.
For Tatis?
Yeah. The New York Post article does not have the actual term that we heard the other day. But yeah, partially dislocated shoulder. That doesn't sound
Is this the same
pleasant.
Fernando Tatis family that was on the Mets?
It's his son.
Hmm. That guy seems like he played like 5 years ago for the Mets.
Fernando
the guy played
Tatis,
while I was here.
So I want to say Fernando Tatis is only 40 now. Does that sound right?
How old's his son?
21?
What the heck's going on
Maybe.
Over there?
Just Google it.
I am. I'm already on it. Relax. Relax.
Today, Eddie,
Fernando Tatis Jr. is he just turned 22.
And what's Fernando,
and Fernando Tatis,
Tatis
Sr. is, he's older than I thought. He's 45.
That was one of the most bizarre urban legends that Fernando Tatis Sr. and Joe Buck were an item. That was like an actual thing.
That was
that
a thing for a while?
That went around the internet.
I don't feel like I remember that.
What the hell? That went around the internet.
Well, the internet's, well, it's true, right? If it's on the internet.
What an odd thing.
Where'd that come from?
If you Google it, it'll come right up.
Really?
I don't know why. And in fact, when Joe Buck was here a number of years ago with Craig asked him about it. Because it was so bizarre.
I can imagine.
That Joe Buck even thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, it comes right
comes
up.
Comes right up.
Yeah. And now a lot of it is how it's bogus, not true,
right,
blah, 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 blah. Buck blah, addresses blah, it. Blah, blah. But yeah, I see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know where stuff like this comes from.
I don't either.
And then not only that, to put it out there for it to spread, like, what kind of sheep are we? Oh, look at this retweet.
That just seems like a fun story.
It's not a fun story if you're Joe Buck or Fernando Tatis.
Right, they don't want to.
Or their families.
Correct.
I mean, come on. You're spreading lies and rumors.
In particular, their wives probably didn't care for
that. That's where I was going with that.
The Red Sox, Jerry, yesterday pissed off some people. They unveiled a blue and yellow.
It's a weird look.
Yeah, blue and yellow uniform designed in collaboration with Nike. And the inspiration came from, I guess, the Boston Marathon colors, Patriots Day colors. It's part of Major League Baseball's City Connect series.
Just
jerseys.
Like they're doing in the NBA, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're rolling these out little by little, that each team will have one by 2023. The Mets and Yankees are not on the list to get them this year.
Okay.
And but they're...
Just, now, when you have uniforms like this,
yeah.
And I don't know the answer, so I'm asking you, maybe you read it, maybe you didn't. Is that because they, like the extra money from the jersey sales, does that go to charities?
I don't think so.
No.
This one may, the City Connect series... This one may, actually. I think I did recall reading that.
Because if that's the case, then all of a sudden you're kind of more in line with it.
Then you like it.
But if you find out that they're just trying to figure out another way to sell jerseys and make more money, it's kind of disgusting.
Then this is going to sound like I was stalking Damon Amendola's Twitter.
Again with this DA? Are you serious?
He had put out the UCLA Bruins baseball uniform. Looks very similar.
Okay. Same colors.
Red Sox. A City Connect series.
The yellow and light blue, is that how?
Yeah. Boy, you guys got to start following this Damon Amendola.
Look at you. You know what's funny?
He's tweeting out terrific content.
You are so specific with who you follow and who you don't. And listen, DA's terrific. His show is awesome. But man, you following DA, you're such a non-sports guy. Like, what makes you follow him?
There are certain guys I was following on Twitter that were on at around the same time as Boomer and Geo.
Right.
Because I liked to see, especially when we were all in together, we were all doing shows from here, if DA had somebody in studio that I was going to stalk out to try to get on the show.
So you were trying to steal his guests.
Trying to steal his guests and also trying to see, like, you know, DA tweets out his topics. Let me see what DA thinks is interesting.
Or if we're missing anything.
Yeah, I just like to see what the other morning shows are doing in this area.
Speaking of that, and I will take a break in a second. I found this really interesting as I was driving home yesterday. And granted, the night before was nuts. I mean, we had so much going on with DeGrom, with the Yankees, by the way, what do you think the Evan Roberts and Craig Carton show led with yesterday as he was killing me for the whole Darnold thing being the biggest story, which I completely disagreed with. What do you think they opened with?
DeGrom.
Yeah. Not Darnold. He didn't even open up his own show with Sam Darnold. I mean, come on. Nobody. Now, I found it fascinating. We didn't spend 2 seconds on the national championship game.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Gonzaga's first loss of the year. I mean, because we always do the buzz, no buzz thing.
Buzz, no buzz.
Talk about it. Now, maybe there, fine. But you want to talk about no buzz here? Not one call on it, and we didn't reference it once. Lopresti mentioned the score, and that was it.
Do you think if Gonzaga won, we would have been more interesting?
No, I don't. Because I think it's actually, I don't want to say it's a bigger story. I think it was more intriguing that they lost in the championship game after going 32-0 going into the game. It was just, unfortunately, here, no one cares.
Right.
And we did what we thought was popular here. But, yeah, I mean, I remember saying to him, we were in the last break, I'm like, we haven't even talked about the college basketball game at all. He goes, yeah. Or the Knicks or Nets. Like, nothing.
Yes, well, you got a quarterback traded and Mets and Yankees
exactly
dominating
right.
The news.
I know Craig hates this. Oh, well, 25 in front of 6.
Jerry, you're a diehard the Jets fan.
Exactly
we
right.
We led with DeGrom.
Well, we're going to continue with whatever we're talking about coming up next. And then, of course, you will have Boomer and Geo at 6 here on The Fan.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Al and Jerry, less talk, more rock.
Oh, yeah, 541. He's back. He's back in his New York groove. He drove in. He left the dog home. He's been up since 11 o'clock last night. fired up to be here. His name is Al Dukes.
You know, I was back in the office for the first time in quite some time. And I noticed a trophy of mine was missing.
A trophy?
One of my softball trophies.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think Craig, unless he's going to use that for FSU Friday.
It was already used for FSU Friday.
Oh. So he already destroyed your... That was your trophy?
That's correct. Got destroyed out on the streets in New York. Evan swinging. And Evan did swing and miss his first attempt at hitting the trophy, was not moving.
Evan, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of my trophies.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you didn't want that.
I hope I didn't want it either because it doesn't exist. My friend Milton reached out as a direct message on Twitter and said that Miguel Castro, Jerry, his father was a boxer from the Dominican Republic. Miguel Castro, he's my new favorite Mets pitcher. He spent his $43,000 signing bonus on a prostate operation for his dad and surgery to remove his mother's fibrous tumor.
Wow.
How about that?
It's a good son right there. What can you compare that to for what you've done for your parents?
Well, they have insurance, luckily. Thank God.
I didn't say medically. Oh. I said, what have you done for your parents that you could compare to that?
Hmm.
You haven't committed any crimes?
I haven't committed any crimes. Thank you, Jerry.
You've made them proud?
Made them proud.
You think they're disappointed that you're starting to look like a woman?
No. I think they would keep that to themselves.
Okay. Well, no, you brought it out to the world a half hour ago.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
We'll see, Jerry.
There you go. Miguel Castro.
Miguel Castro. Shout out to my new friend, Miguel Castro. A couple of odd stories here, Jerry. I'll give you the first one. Greg Norman, the golfer. Remember he posted a photo where he was walking on the beach with his dog in a bathing suit?
Go ahead.
You could see the outline of his man parts.
He was blown away by the... He didn't realize it. And I do believe that.
He didn't realize his man parts were showing in the picture.
Let me ask you this. Before social media, if you took a picture and you were going to... Let's say you went on a vacation. Did you inspect every picture for things like that?
No.
You just looked at the pictures and you flipped through them.
Right.
Now on social media, before you post something... You actually have to take a minute to make sure you haven't exposed a phone number, a credit card number, someone in the background that shouldn't be there, someone wearing a shirt that says something vulgar, or that your stuff is kind of outlined.
Right.
So I kind of feel bad for him in the sense of that, but at the same time, I feel like he got a lot of good notoriety for it.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, if you're going to get called out on the internet for having a, you know, nice-looking area.
Right. So be it. Now, yesterday, there's no chance he didn't realize it since he had nothing on.
He was nude in a shower, and it's one of these, he has one of these glass showers that's glass all four walls, and it's in the middle of the bathroom.
I got to tell you, it looked awesome.
It did look awesome.
That's what I took from this.
But his wife or girlfriend, I don't know, I forget if he's married or not, took the photo of his bare bottom, his nude body from the back.
Yeah.
In the shower, and he put it out there.
He did put it out there. I saw one. Listen, there were a lot of responses. The one that I saw that made me laugh on, I think it was Instagram. I think it was an Instagram post.
Yeah.
The guy basically said, do me a favor and spare us. I don't need your 67-year-old bare ass on my phone.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
No, he's not 67.
That's what it said. Greg, you're a legend, but we don't need 70-year-old asses on our phones.
By the way, he looks like he's in shape.
He does look like
he's in shape. That is not bad for 67.
Well, I would like to be in that shape. I'm already looking like a woman. I'm only 51.
Are you lifting weights?
I'm doing the push-ups.
The total gym?
I haven't really done that yet.
No, you haven't.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to start my regime.
Here's what you would like. This is what I like about the total gym. The pull-ups, which at first you're thinking, how hard could they be? There's no question they're not like a real pull-up, you know, above your head. Still very difficult, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to bang out, let's say, 5 reps of 20, it's a workout. I think you'll like that a lot.
All right. I plan on doing that today.
Okay. There you go.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue making news. One, Jared Goff's girlfriend, her name is Kristen Harper. She's going to be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Kristen Harper?
Kristen Harper, okay. Jerry. She Kristen with C-H.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Harper. Check
her
out.
Yes.
She'll be in there. Then here's a couple of interesting ones for Sports Illustrated.
This is Jared Goff's girlfriend?
Yeah.
I guess he's doing all right.
Doing all right for himself?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Even though he's going to Detroit?
I hope. Yeah, I wonder if she leaves him. Like, she's a model, I would think.
Right.
She's living in L.A.
Correct.
And now he's going to Detroit. Whether you like Detroit or not, it's not exactly the modeling capital of the world, I wouldn't think.
It is not the modeling capital of the world, Jerry. You are correct.
Huh.
Then check this one out. And this may be now the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. You and I might be able to get in on this. There's a fella named Louis Freeze. He is the first male Sports Illustrated swim search finalist. And he says of himself, Jerry, he has no clue where my gender really falls at the moment. But all I can do is take things day by day and share every moment with all of you.
All right. Well, I wish him the best of luck.
Yes, he is unsure of his gender at the moment, but he will be a swimsuit model in Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
At least he's a finalist. He's actually been selected.
I guess he's a finalist. You're right, Jerry. But I think they're going to put him in.
Okay. Well, then I hope nothing but success for him going forward.
How about this also, Jerry? You want to pick up this copy. There's a lot going on in this Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This year's issue will also feature Lena Bloom.
Who's this?
The first transgender woman of color.
Okay.
And Yumi Nu, the first Asian curve model.
Good for them.
Curve model, which I found out yesterday, is more of like a full-figured gal.
Wonderful.
So lots going on in that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, Jerry. Mm. I want to see if they could get Greg Norman in there, but he won't wear his swimsuit.
You could show his bare ass.
Or they put in that swimsuit photo, the original one from the beach.
Do you have to pay him for that? Probably would, right?
You have to buy that photograph.
I would think so. Yeah. Well, we get those. We don't, you know, and I'm thinking about it. I feel like we haven't gotten those in a long time.
Yeah. For whatever reason, last year, and this is pre-pandemic, they didn't reach out, and I had reached out to them, and we couldn't get it going on. I don't know what happened last year.
Because you've always had some of the models come
in.
Yes. Which are hit and miss. Sometimes those are very good interviews, and sometimes they're awful.
Right.
Depends on who comes in.
Me and Eddie always like to see which model's not stuck up, and will chat with us in that room.
And you've had a few.
I'll tell you a good one. Who probably the friendliest one ever is she's marrying the dude who was on the Cavaliers, Kevin Love. Her name is Kate Bock.
Okay.
She was very nice to Eddie.
She was friendly.
Treated us like good
looking. Like people.
She treated us like we were good looking dudes.
Right. Look at that.
And she was very nice to us.
Man, maybe she'll think you're an agent now with that look.
Yeah. There was a man in there with an ascot on. I gave him my portfolio.
I'm waiting to get a phone call for my next gig. Why'd you? Never mind.
She'll call to the station. I gave my portfolio to a young looking grandmother. And
I know what this back. Is, though, Al? This is also life coming at you full circle, because I would say it's 4, 5, 6 years ago. We discussed some of these older rockers, Steven Tyler.
Right.
Where you said, what is going on? They look
like
grandmothers.
Billy Crystal, I've said.
Billy Crystal?
I have said that in the past.
Really? Yep. Oh, I wasn't aware of that one. Billy Crystal and Mick Jagger, I feel like we've discussed.
Yeah.
That they don't look great with the way they're dressing.
Right.
And now this morning, you're looking at yourself, and I notice also you can't get your eyes off the monitor.
Yeah, because it's
yourself.
Really disturbing looking.
Now, will you check in on the dog with your indoor camera?
I did just before going on air. I checked. She was laying down, so I was happy about that.
So good to go.
And Gina will take her for a walk today.
All right. So all set at home.
All set at home, I believe. The dog even pooped twice this morning. So Gina might get lucky and on her first day not have to scoop up pudding.
All right. Come on, man. I don't need to hear that.
Dogs have sensitive stomachs.
We were doing so well for 50 minutes. All right, one final break. We're going to leave a little bit of time on the other side. We are going to shift studios because we got to make way for Boomer and Geo, who will be here at 6, and then we'll wrap things up. But right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, Amy Lawrence on Russell Wilson.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry.
the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, actually have a couple of minutes here. Yankees beat the Orioles last night. Mets beat the Phillies last night. You've got the Nets taking on the Pelicans this evening. Kevin Durant should be back. Knicks in action, too, in Boston. All of a sudden, big games. Rangers and Islanders won, Devils lost. What else, Al?
Jerry, I see Tom Brady is getting into the non-fungible something or other game. NFT.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's like these guys have made so much money, and it's like, here's another way to make money. Let's jump on it.
Yes.
It really is incredible.
It's called, his company is going to be called Autograph, and he's developing unique digital collectibles.
Great.
You in on any of these, Jerry?
No, and I don't understand it. And I.
Me neither.
This is where I'm going to sound like the old man now. I'm not interested in even learning about it. I don't get it.
Same here. And there's no way anyone's in. I think there's a very small handful of people interested in this stuff.
Right. I think you're right about that.
But they're probably really into it, like hockey fans. Like, there's only a small amount, but the people who like it really love it.
Probably.
Non-fungible tokens, that's what it stands
for.
And
they spend a lot of money on stuff that is, what, in cyberspace?
Yeah, I would love to try. I would love a video of this, of us each trying to explain to an older person, older than us even. Like, if I go to my parents' house and say, I want to see if you guys are interested in purchasing a non-fungible token.
Have you watched the documentary on Bitcoin yet?
No.
Like on this cryptocurrency?
No.
Will I be afraid? No, nothing to be afraid about. No. It's the first 5 minutes were good, and then you want to talk about just lost as they got technical and were really explaining what it is and how the money. No idea what the hell it is.
In too deep?
Yeah, very in too deep. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because there's nothing like tangible there in front of you.
Yeah, I just, as long as the Bitcoin keeps going up, I'm happy, Jerry. I don't need it explained to me. I don't need Tom Brady to come up with a Bitcoin company. I'm good.
I don't blame you. You're making money, and that's a good thing. You have your number in your mind, so you're good to go.
That's right. Well,
that's great.
Jerry, you're a golfer. I am not, so I have no idea what this means, but it says Bryson DeChambeau says he has something in his bag this week at the Masters that is, quote, very helpful.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
But he would not go into specifics.
I don't know what that is.
You're not allowed to have certain things. You're only allowed to have, like, clubs in your bags, right?
You're only allowed 14 clubs. I don't know if there's a limit on. I think you're. I don't. You know, I'm not sure about the limit of golf balls. Maybe 12?
It's the Brooklyn Nets and Los Angeles Lakers. Saturday, April 10th at the Barclays Center.